One of the more powerful ideas from the Seder that has impacted me is the comment that the Chassam Sofer makes about the Rasha. And he has it actually in his Perush on Chumash. It's on this week's Parsha. So I'll share this idea with you. The Rasha asks, Rasha maho omir maha avoda hazos lachem? What is this avoda? Lachem velo lo? Ulefi shehosi yitzatzo min haklal kafar ba'ikr? And because he excluded himself from the rest of the group, he's kofar ba'ikr. He's a kofar. Some say it's vikofar ba'ikr, but either way, he's considered a kofar as a result. Va'af ata hake yashinav. We should blunt his teeth and say to him, ba'avur ze asa Hashem li b'teisei mimitzrayim li v'lo lo. Ilu hayasham lo haya nigal. The Chassam Sofer is struggling to understand the Rasha and to assign him blame for his lot. Why did the Rasha become the Rasha? That's what the Chassam Sofer is bothered by. And this is, again, another example of the Chassam Sofer's starkness, if you will. Says the Chassam Sofer, where does the word Hakei Yashinav even come from? He writes that it actually comes from a pasuk in Yechezkel. The pasuk in Yechezkel says, Avos achlu boser v'shinei banim tikahena. That it's actually a question. Should the parents eat sour grapes and their children's teeth are blunted? In other words, the parents are the ones who eat the sour grapes, and as a result, the children are going to be punished? Why is it that the children's teeth are blunted based on what the parents do? And that actually is a Rashi quotes in Yechezkel. That's a reference to the connection between the Malchei Yisrael versus Bnei Yisrael. Just because the kings are sinning, does that mean we have to also punish the children, their constituents, the rest of Klal Yisrael as well? So says the Chassam Sofer, that pasuk helps us understand the concept of Hakei Yashinav. Why are we being Makei Yashinav? Why are his teeth being blunted? So I'll read you the Chassam Sofer inside because it's so beautiful. Or sharp. He says, Einenu Roos, we see, Ki Ha'avos, our parents, Afal Pi, Shelo Saru Midvar Hashem, even though they didn't leave the Dvar Hashem, Va'osim Kol Mitzvoseim, Mitzvos Anashim Milumada. They did all the mitzvos, but they did it out of rote. It was Mitzvos Anashim Milumada. There wasn't any passion. Aval Ein Shomim, Velo Lomdim, Velo Yishma Alpiyam Shum Dvar Torah. They weren't listening to Shiurim, they weren't learning Gemara, or Divrei Torah, O Musar. Ve'eino makabel pnei shemora Torah. They weren't accepting any Rav. They didn't have a Rebbe. And so what happens? So you have these guys, they go to Minyan, they keep kosher, but there's no passion behind it. There is no dedication to Yiddishkeit. Ve'habanim, and what about the children? She'enam roim v'shomim me'avoseim shem shamayim shagar b'fiyim. The kids now, they don't see how their parents' connection to Yiddishkeit. They see them getting up and doing minyan every morning or doing some mitzvos, but there's no passion, nothing behind it. And therefore, they're not talking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Emunah Bitachon is not on their mind, or not coming out of their, not on their lips. V'lo ro likach musar lahem. And they don't take, there's no musar from their parents that they're going to take from the Yiddishkeit, because the parents aren't peddling any Yiddishkeit. So lahem nechshav maisei avoseim shiga'on ushtus. So the kids think that the parents are ridiculous. They're meshuga. What are they doing? There's no meaning there. Sheshomrim Shabbos, umanichim tefillin. They keep Shabbos. They put on tefillin. Ve'enon ochlin nevelos. They don't eat treif. But that's it. There's no meaning behind it. Al kein yotzim miklal Yisrael. As a result, the children leave the derech. They become, quote unquote, rishoyim. Ve'en lahashimim. We shouldn't lay the guilt on these children. Ki avoseim achlu haapikorsus kiboser shelo nigmar pri haminus etzlamadayin. It's because our fathers are eating the sour grapes. There is an element of heresy or heretical thoughts with the parents. They just haven't fully realized it because they're used to this way that they practice their religion. However, ubineam makashineam, but as a result, the children's teeth are blunted because the parents don't show any commitment or any desire or seriousness behind the religion. It's just, that's what we do. And that's all it is. Religion is just what we do, but not what we feel and not what's meaningful. And that's what he says, v'hainu demirames bal hagada la'avi harasha. That's what the bal hagada is saying to the father of the rasha. He's saying, Shebno Yoshev al Shulchano, your son is sitting on your table, v'kofer be'ikr. He is a heretic. He's reached that level. But why? V'af ata hakeyashinav. You were saying, we're not saying to the child, or to, we're not, the Baal Haggadah is not saying to the people around the table, blunt his teeth. What that line is, what the Baal Haggadah is saying, he's turning to the father who's leading the Seder. And he's saying, you are responsible. You blunted his teeth. And you know why he has reached this level? It's because of you. Avos achlu boser, v'shine banim tekena. Now we understand that you can't always lay the blame or assign blame to one person or any people. In particular, sometimes it's just the person himself. The person himself decided or herself decided to make a change in their life away from Yiddishkeit. But the Chassam Sofer is telling us here with the Arba Banim that Hakei Ashinav is a reference to or a reminder to the parents. The parents have to have an excitement and a passion for Yiddishkeit. If they don't have that passion, if their children can't feel the excitement about their religion from their parents, it's going to be quite difficult for them to continue in that mindset as well. Avos achlu boser, if the parents are eating sour grapes, shine banim tekena, most likely you'll be ensuring that your children's teeth will be blunted, says the Chassam Sofer. Parents, Va'af ata hakeshinav, that was you. Do whatever you can, writes the Chassam Sofer, to reverse course so that your children, who may now be on the path in one direction, will be able to reverse their course and end up being the chacham at the table. And instead of blunting their teeth, you will be encouraging them to continue to fulfill all the mitzvos with a great hislavos, and a love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Have a great day.